Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Sugya of Ein Shlichu Dvar Avera. B'chasdei Hashem Aleinu, we have already had 12 Shi'ulim. This is the 13th Shir. And now, as we had mentioned previously, we will present a famous Stira in Rashi. Which was presented by the Ktsos in a very happy Simen, in Simen Sameach, Shin Mem Ches, in Sif Kot Dalet. In the case of Nizkor Baal HaBayis V'lo Nizkor Shaliach, that the Baal HaBayis remembered that this is temple property. In other words, he told the Shaliach to use something that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, first B'shogeg, and then before the Shliach got to it, he realized that it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. He was telling to do Me'ilah. So Nizkar Baal HaBayis, V'lo Nizkar Shaliach. The Baal HaBayis remembered, while the Shaliach didn't. The Braisa says in Chagiga 10b, Kedushin 50a, Me'ilah 21a, that it's the Shliach who is the Mo'el. Normally, Yeh Shliach Udvar Avera by Me'ilah, as we've been discussing. But here, it is the shliach, and that means the mishalech is moel. But here the shliach is moel if the Baal HaBayis remembers and the shliach does not. So why is that? So Rashi in Kedushin 50a, Dibur Maschu Shliach Moel writes, U Baal HaBayis Pater, Dekeven Shenizkar, Lo Shkogahi Gabe. Vishaliach Chayev Shahotzi Moz Hektish Lechulin, Vilo Lo Nizkar Baal HaBayis Hover Ramyam Al Yale Disrabi Shliach Lemoel, Shlucho, Sholcho, Al Yada Beresh Pirkin, Aval Hasha Difter Baal HaBayis, Ramya Mi'ila Ashaliach, Chola Tarakuden Shech Dvar Vera, Ve'oise Hu Mischayev. The Baal HaBayis is Pater, since he remembers it is not Shoshogeg by him, right? Remember Mi'ila is only Beshogeg. The whole dinim of Mi'ila are when the person who did the Mi'ila was b'shogeg, and here the Baal HaBayis is pater because he's no longer shogeg, and the shliach is chayev. He is shogeg. He was the one who's motzi mos hektish lechulin. And had the Baal HaBayis not remembered, then we would have said there would have been shlichos. Yesh shliach dvar avera by meila. But now that the Baal HaBayis is pater, the meila falls on the shliach. Like kol haTorah kula, the ein shliach ledvar avera. And the one who does it is mischayev. And as we fall back on the general rule, since here the Baal HaBayis is pater because he's mazed, he remembered. So memela we go back to the regular rule of kol haTorah kula ein shlichus dvar avera, and the ose, the one who does the actual meila, is the one who is mischayev. That's Rashi in Maseches Kedushin 50a. However, in Chagiga 10b. Rashi writes, Nihi de Baal HaBayis Pater, de Kevin Shinisker Anansade, de Sulo Nichale Beshlichuse, de Heach, Ume Hashta, Lav Shluchohu. Here Rashi writes that it's true that the Baal HaBayis is Pater. Why? Since he remembered, the Baal HaBayis remembered, we are witnesses, we can testify to the fact that he no longer wants, he's no longer pleased with the shlichus is not the ritzono, and therefore the shlichus is off. This is a different reason than Rashi and Kedushin. Rashi and Kedushin is that the Baal HaBayis is mazed, you can't be mechayev him. So immediately we fall back on the regular rule of the Torah, the ein shlichus dvar avera, and it goes to the shliach. The avera belongs to the shliach. Whereas Rashi and Chagiga says that since the Baal HaBayis remembers, we are witnesses, we can testify to the fact that he is not pleased with this shlichus. And Memela, what's the rule? The rule is that can't be a shlich if Baal HaBayis doesn't want it. Memela, the avera goes to the shlich and not to the mishaleach. So these are two different reasons. Ve'eich asa shapir hadvarim, ayin shama miktsos, iplaiv zu the tzarech iyon. See also Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Ksav Yad that was published in his Chedushim on Ksubis, that was republished Tadaf Lamed Hey, And as we also have a similar stira in the Meiri, Kiddushin 54a, he writes the reason is because the Baal HaBayis is mezid, there's no me'ila b'mezid, while the shliach is shogeg. So that sounds like Rashi in Kiddushin 50a. And then in Chagiga, the Meiri writes that the reason is shemeach v'shenizkar nisbatel ritzono lo meritzono tziyama shaliach, which is similar to the Lashon of Rashi and the idea of Rashi in Chagiga, that the shliach doesn't want it. It's not his ratzon anymore. So memela, the shliach, the shlichus is off because it's not me ratzon hamishaleach, and that the shliach should be motzi this lechulin. Okay, so we have a stir in Rashi, stir in the Meiri, gevaldik, gevaldik. As manu mal. As lefi dvareinu, lefi ma shelamadu b'siyata d'shmaya b'arichut, Baruch Hashem, shezachinu rabotai, sugya nifla'a, zo lahamik ba, eze zchut, eze kef. אז לפי דברינו אפשר לומר כך, שרשי סובר, אומרנו רבינו, מאור עינינו לשמור לזכרות אבס נפש, שרשי סובר כשיטות הראשונים, שבשליח בשוגג יש שליח לדבר עבירה. כיוון שאין בזה לדברי הרע ודברי התלמוד, כמו שכתוב התוספות, בבבא קמא דף עין תת עמוד א', נתנו בשיטתו. So, Rashi holds, like those Rishonim, that if a shliach is b'shogeg, right, remember we discussed that a lot, the shita, that let's say one is a shliach, and he is a shliach b'shogeg. He's a shliach b'shogeg. What's the, what do you mean b'shogeg? Shogeg means that he doesn't realize he's doing an aveira. So normally we have a rule, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. But if the shliach is shogeg, we say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Why? Because there's no divrei rav, divrei atam, divrei misham. What do you want from the guy? He doesn't know that there was divrei rav here. He doesn't know what God said, that God said to do otherwise, because he's bechlal shogeg. So in memela we say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. So Tosis Taka holds, says that that's Rashi's Shita. Tosin Bava Kama 79a. And you also see that in Rashi 43a. That the Maskana is that there's no Shlichus Dvar Aveira from the Svara Divra Divra Tama Divra Mishomim. So Mishogig, that doesn't apply, right? But Shogig, there is no Divra Divra Tama Divra Mishomim. והדין המיוחד של מעילה באינן לי, בגוונה שכספו התספס, בדף מבייז או מבייז, דיבו המסחל המאי, שהוא על נזכר שליח, שיש בזה את הסבורה של דברי הרב. So this din of me'ila, when do you need the din of me'ila, the special din of me'ila? Hare, the whole word of me'ila is b'shogeg. So that was what we discussed, right? The Kashanot Behuda and others. The whole word of Me'ila is Bishogeg, right? The whole din of Me'ila is Bishogeg. So what do you mean that Me'ila, there's a special chiddush of Divrei Arav, Divrei Atam, of the Me'ila, such a chiddush, Yesh Lecha Dvar Avera. Of course Yesh Lecha Dvar Avera. It's Bishogeg. So the answer is you need the special din, as we mentioned in a previous shir. In the case that Tosis writes about, on page 42b, Dibur HaMaschil Amai, that you need the Chiddush of Me'ila, that Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira, when the Shliach remembers, that it's Me'ila, and Me'ila, he knows it's Me'ila, so he's not Shogeg, he's Mezid. Just the Baal HaBayis is Shogeg, but not the Shliach. Shliach is Mezid. And therefore, you wouldn't say in Kol HaTorah Kula, Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira. So here you have the Chiddush of Me'ila, that Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira, even though Nizkar Shaliach, even though the Shliach remembered, And we have the Svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Misham, and we still say, Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aveira. Why then is there Shlichus in such a case? So that's what we had the famous Noda B'Yehuda, which we've been discussing. But the Noda B'Yehuda says that there's a din of his Avet Shlichus. So you don't have to come on to the classical parameters of Shlichus here. All you have to say is this Avet Shlichus, as long as the Shlichus was done. This Avet Shlichus. And we saw that applies also to a Cheresh, to a Shaita, to a Katan, to a Kaif. So as long as the shlichus was done, he's a shlich. Normal parameters of shlichus, you need, you know, not cheresh shaita v'katan, it's not a proper shlich. But here, by Me'ila, the reason there is a shlichus, despite the fact that we have the svar of divrei Rav, divrei Tam, divrei Mishomen, the reason there is shlichus is because it's avet shlichus, say the shlichus was done, and therefore it counts. Count it, as they say in the classics. וממילא מזה, שבשליח רגיל במעילה, שבפשטס, גם השליח שוגג הוא, ישנה סיבה לחייב גם מדין שליחוס דאומה, אחרי שבשוגג אין השליחוס בטל. So it emerges automatically from this, that if you have a regular שליח במעילה, that בפשטס, the שליח is also שוגג, we have a reason to be mechayiv also from the regular din of shlichus, because b'shlichus, b'shogeg, the shlichus isn't bottle. So in this unique case where the shliach remembers, so then you have to come on to the special chiddush of yeshlich dvar veir b'mi'ila. But if you have a regular shliach b'mi'ila, b'pashtus, who's shogeg, there you can go back to the regular, you can be mechayiv, because of the regular din of shlichus, me'achar shebishogeg ein hashlichus b'teila. Right, by shogeg, the shlichus isn't batel, yesh shlichus dvar aveira, and regular shlichus. So we have that reason, and we have another reason to be mechayev him. V'gam yesh siba lechayvo below din shlichus k'moisei mitzad etzavet shlichus, and even not coming on to the classical type of shlichus, we could be mechayivim because it's avet shlichuse. So in the case where the shliach is shogeg, we have two reasons to be mechayiv. It's the regular din of shlichus, that yesh shliach dvar aveira if the shliach is shogeg. That's number one. And number two also, mitzad is avet shlichuse. The shlichus was done even without the shin shlich lekamosa. The shlichus was done. And you don't have to use the classical rule of shlichus. And that applies right even to that's the chiddush of shlichus by me'ila. Even in the case where the shlich is mezid, we still say yesh shlich dvar aveira because it's avet shlichus. So when he's shogeg, you have the classical yesh shlich dvar aveira because he's shogeg, and then you also have the special chiddush of his avid shlichus by me'ila. Vimkein. If that's true, then miniskar balabayis. So if the balabayis remembers, we need to come on to both svaras of Rashi. In other words, these svaras are complementary. It's always nice to be complementary. Everybody appreciates a good compliment. So these two svaras of Rashi are complementary. Why? She'im mishum she'en kan mi'ileitzel balabayis. In other words, when the balabayis remembers, b'nizka, we're talking here about nizka balabayis. The balabayis remembers that if she'im, you need both svaras. Why? She'im mishum she'en kan mi'ileitzel balabayis. If you're going to say that there's no mi'ile balabayis, and it's like regular shlichus l'dvar aveira, the less of b'chol haTorah kula, that we don't have shlichus l'dvar aveira b'chol haTorah kula, like Rashi, that's Rashi in Kedushin. Rashi in Kedushin says that the balabayis remembers. The balabayis remembers, right? So his aveira is off. You can't give him the me'ila. You can't give him the me'ila because he remembered. After he sent the shliach, the balabais remembered. So how can you give him the me'ila if he's now mazed? He remembered. Like in Kol HaTorah Kula. Harei kan sheshagag ha'shliach ve'en b'zeh ledivrei harav. Harei shbezeh sa'shlichus ve'kol HaTorah Kula. So in this case, where the shliach was a shogeg, there is no divrei rav, divrei atama, divrei mishalmin, because he doesn't know. So how do you tell him to listen to the rav and not to the talmud? He's not aware of the rav. He's not aware he's doing me'il over here. So you can't give the aver of me'il to the baal habayis because he remembered he's mazid. So there's no me'il of a mazid. And meaning the din of me'il and the carbon, the payment doesn't apply to mazid. So it's not going to be the baal habayis's. So since it doesn't apply to the baal habayis, so this is going to be like stam shlichus l'dvar aveira. The lesser b'chol haTorah kula. Now we fall back on the regular classical kol haTorah kula din that ain't shlich l'dvar aveira, and the mail of the aveira goes to the shliach. The only problem is here the shliach was shogeg. And there's no divrei rav, divrei atama, divrei mishomin. So now we have shlichus b'chol haTorah kula. So now you don't have to come onto the special din of me'ilah, because the shliach is shogeg. You don't have to say now. You're not limited by the din of me'ilah. By me'ilah, you have to come onto the chiddush of me'ilah to say yesh shliach dvar aveira. But here you don't have to. Why not? Because the shliach himself is shogeg. Since the shliach is shogeg, the me'ila, we go back to the rule of kol haTorah kula, not me'ila. Kol haTorah kula, the yesh shliach dvar aveira. And the aveira goes to the mishaleach. So if you just go with Rashi and Kedushin alone, tatakua, you can't give the shliach the aveira. Why not? Because he's shogeg. The shliach is shogeg. So how do you give him the aveira and say ein shliach l'dvar aveira when we know that b'shogeg yesh shliach l'dvar aveira? So saying that the baal habayis can't be chayv because he's mazid, and the mela goes to the shliach, but the shliach is shogeg. So you can't give him the aveira because it's yesh shliach l'dvar aveira b'shogeg. So the Rashi and Kedushin that tells us that you can't give it to the mishalech because he's mazid, and Mimele it goes to the Shliach, because we fall back in the regular rule of Kol haTorah kula, that ain't Shliach l'dvar aveira, but you can't do that because he's the Shliach is Shogeg, and B'Shogeg yesh Shliach l'dvar aveira. As a Rashi B'Kiddushin, ze lo maspik lanu. Ze lo mistadir lanu. V'lachen, ba'al korchenu baze, l'ma shekotev Rashi b'Mesechet Chagiga. Rashi b'Mesechet Chagiga, שציטטנו, כותב שיש כאן ביטל שליחוס. According to Rashi, the shlichus is bottle. Why is the shlichus bottle? Because the baal habayis is lo nichalei. He doesn't want it. He realizes that this is hekdesh. He doesn't want the shliach to take it out of the rishus of hekdesh. So there's a bittel of the shlichus. And therefore you can't be mechayev the baal habayis. And memela the shliach is chayev. That's why the shliach is chayiv. Avli ma'ya bazet achiyuv amachudish b'me'ila mitzadis avet shlichusay. However, if we would have the new chiyuv of me'ila, what does the chiyuv of me'ila tell us? That as long as it's avet shlichusay, me'ila yesh shlich l'dvar aveira, this reason wouldn't have helped us. Lo avimani high time of Eloi midi. This reason a bitul shlichus wouldn't have helped us. Why? Because it would seem pashut that to be mevatel the isavet shlichusay, you can't do that if you're mevatel it shelo b'fnei hashliach kishenizkar baal habayis me'achar shekanal akati choshiv shenaseh v'ur mechamoso. It's still being done for the mishaleach, even though the mishaleach doesn't want it anymore, but it's still isavet shlichusay. Remember, Savit Shlichusei isn't so rigid. Shluchas Shalad Kamosa is more rigid. There are more halachas for Shluchas Shalad Kamosa. So if the Mishalech doesn't want it, you can't say Shluchas Shalad Kamosa. But Savit Shlichusei is less rigid. Savage L'chus is even a chere shayt of a katnach. Savage L'chus is as long as what the shliach originally sent him to do is done. So it's considered shlichus. So it would seem logical that in this case, where the Baal HaBayis remembers and the shliach does it on his behalf, you can't, if you're just going on the regular Savit Shlichuse, if you look at a Savit Shlichuse, you can't say there's Bittel Shlichus here. Because so if it's Savit Shlichuse, the Shlichus was done and he wasn't Mevatel the Shlichus, he wasn't Mevatel the Shlichus in front of the Shliach. He didn't tell the Shlichus not to do the Shliach not to do the Shlichus. So Mele, when the Shliach did it, even though the Baal HaBayis didn't want it, it's still a Savit Shlichuse, because again, it's less rigid. He sent him, and he did the shlichus. The mishalech sent the shliach. The shliach did the shlichus. You're right. Maybe you can't say kamoso shluch shadna kamoso because the mishalech doesn't want it, but it should be enough for a savage shlichuse that without the rigid rules of shlichus, so if the shlichus was done, just like it would work for a chayr shayt of a cotton and kof, who you know don't. There's no rigid rules of shlichus there. As long as the shlichus was done, it was done. You know, these are people without das. As long as the shlichus was done, here also, as long as the shlichus was done, and we don't really care about the das. Here we don't care about the das, the Baal HaBayis, so he remembers, so what? Still, savit shlichuse. So memela, there should be shlichus here. But we say, nizkar Baal HaBayis, there's no shlichus. So what do you have to say? So you have to go back to the Svara of Rashi and Kedushin? What does Rashi and Kedushin say? Rashi and Kedushin says that the Baal HaBayis is Pater because you can't give him the Avera because he's Mazed. Hasha Difter Baal HaBayis, now that the Baal HaBayis is Pater because he's Mazed, now the Chiyuv goes back on the Shaliach. So you can't say it's Avet Shlichus and the Mishalech is going to get the Avera because he's Mazed, you can't give him the Avera. The Lashon of Rashi is that the Ivilu lo nizkar Baal HaBayis havarami me'ila alei, havarami me'ila alei. Had the Baal HaBayis not remembered, the me'ila would have been his. Why? The israbi shliach limol sholcho al yado. That there is a ribui for the shliach that the sholeach is doing me'ila through him. Meaning, this is not a ribui on shlichus, it's a ribui on the chiyuv of the mishaleach because of the ma'isa shliach. Because so there was a ma'is of a shliach. This rabbi shliach limol sholcho al yado. It's not a din in shlichus. It's a din in the chiv of the mishalech for the ma'is of the shliach because it was avid shlichuse, like we've been saying. This rabbi shliach limol sholcho al yado. That there's a ribui of the shliach that the sholeach is going to be doing me'ila through him because it was avid shlichuse. Shekan, einat adin ha-miyuchad sheyeshno b'me'ila. So here you don't have the normal din of me'ila. In other words, we have to come back to Rashi and Kedushin and say that, because just according to Rashi and Chagiga, there's sof there's a Zavet Shlichuse. See, right, the Mishalech doesn't want it, but sof is Zavet Shlichuse. And since we're dealing with less rigid rules over here, as long as the Shlichus was done and he sent him to do it. So you don't need classical shlichus over here, even though Mishalech doesn't want it. The Mishalech should still be chayv, there should still be shlichus. So therefore you have to come back to the Rashi in Kedushin and see there that, but you can't be mechayv the Mishalech because he's mazed. And therefore there's no din of, since you can't be mechayv the Mishalech because he's mazed, you can't say, oh, here is his avid shlichuseh. Because the Savit Shlichuse is special for Me'ila. That as long as the Shlichus was done, so it was done, and you don't need the regular rules of Shlichus. But here you can't say that. Because as long as the shlichus was done, the mishalech is chayiv. Why can't you say as long as the shlichus was done, the mishalech is chayiv? Because the mishalech was mazid. So now you have to go back to Kol HaTorah Kula, and that there's no chiyuv of isavet shlichuse. There's only a chiyuv of shlichus. That here you have to use the standard rules of shlichus. In other words, the Rashi in Kiddushin tells us that you have to use the standard rules of shlichus. And if you're using the standard rules of shlichus, so let's go back to the Rashi in Chagiga. The Rashi in Chagiga says that according to the standard rules of shlichus, the shlichus is batel because the mishalech doesn't want it. So how super duper is it that it's not a stira and two Rashis? It's two Rashis that are complementary. If you just go with the Rashi in Maseches Kiddushin, where Rashi says that you can't give the chiyuv to the Baal HaBayis because he's mazid, and Remelet goes on the Shliach, so lo ved, lama, because the Shliach is Shogeg, and by Shogeg yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira. So how can you give the Avera to the Shliach? So therefore we have to turn to the Rashi in Chagiga. And the Rashi in Chagiga tells us that you can't say that the Avera is gonna that the Shliach doesn't get the Avera. And the Mishalech does get the right. Somebody's getting the Avera. You can't say the Shliach isn't getting the Avera. It's still an Avera, right? If you do be mazed, it's an Avera. But you can't say that the Shliach is getting the Mishalech is getting the Aver and not the Shliach, because the Mishalech doesn't want it. The Mishalech doesn't want it. So it's so the Shlichus is cancelled. Since the Mishalech doesn't want it, the Shlichus is cancelled. So you can't say Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira since the Shlichus is cancelled. So Memela the Aveira goes to the Shliach. But that doesn't suffice for us. Because how could the Shlichus be cancelled? This Avet Shlichuse. These aren't the rigid rules of Shlichus that the Mishalech needs to want this Maise to be done. As long as it was done, it was done. He wasn't Mevatel Bifnei HaShaliach. So if he wasn't Mevatel Bifnei HaShaliach, so then as long as the Shlichus was done, so it was done on behalf of the Baal HaBayis. So there is Shlichus. Even if the Baal HaBayis remembers and he doesn't want it, there's still Shlichus. So the Rashi in Chagiga doesn't suffice for us. Then we turn back to the Rashi in Kiddushin and we say, yes, there is classical shlichus here because the shliach was shogeg. And since the shliach was shogeg, so now we're in the world of the realm of Kol HaTorah Kula. And in Kol HaTorah Kula, when the shliach is shogeg, we would say that yeh shliach dvar avera. So what Rashi and Kiddushin tells us is that Isabit Shlichusa here isn't enough. Normally, by Me'ila, the reason Yesh Shlich Advar Aveira is because Isabit Shlichusa. But here, the Baal HaBayis is Pater. So since the Baal HaBayis is Pater, you can't say that Isabit Shlichusa, and therefore the Baal HaBayis should be Chayv. Here the Baal HaBayis is Pater because he's Mezit. So therefore, this isn't going to be, since the Baal HaBayis is Pater because he's Mezid, so this isn't going to be a regular Me'ila case where it's just as long as it's Avet Shlichuse, it's the Aver of the Baal HaBayis. But the Baal HaBayis can't get the Aver because he's Mezid. So this isn't a classical case of Me'ila of Avet Shlichuse, and that's enough for us, for Yesh Lech Advar Averu. Because here the Baal HaBayis is Pater. So Avet Shlichuse is not enough. So that's what we get from the Rashi in Kiddushin. You can't say it's avid shlichus, and if you can't say it's avid shlichus, then what you have to say is you have to view from the lens of shlichus b'chol Torah kula. And in shlichus b'chol Torah kula, shlichus shadon kamosa, the very fact that the Baal HaBayis doesn't want it is enough to cancel out the shlichus. If it's avid shlichus, then it doesn't matter that the Baal HaBayis doesn't want it. So if a shlichus was done, these are less rigid rules. But since we're in the realm of shlichus shadon kamosa, shall call it Torah kula, to have more rigid rules that there has to be das over here, it can't be a cherishet to a cotton kaif. So since that's the case, the very fact that the Baal HaBayis doesn't want it cancels the shlichus. So again, we started with the Rashi and the Kiddushin. Rashi and Kiddushin says, well, you know why the shlich gets the aveira if the Baal HaBayis remembers and is mazed? He gets it because you can't be mechayiv the Baal HaBayis. You can only be mechayiv because he's pater, because he's mazed. The Meila, the Shliach gets the Aveira. But then we asked on that, what do you mean the Shliach gets the Aveira? Aye, he's Shogeg, and B'Shogeg Yei Shliach Dvar Aveira. So, B'chol HaTorah Kula Yei Shliach Dvar Aveira. So, how can you give the Aveira to the Shliach? He's Shogeg. So, that's why you have to come on to the Rashi in Maseches Chagiga that tells you that, but you can't say in this case the shlich is shogeg and memela, it's the aver of the Baal HaBayis because the Baal HaBayis doesn't want it. But the Rashi in Chagiga is not enough because what do you mean the Baal HaBayis doesn't want it? But it's avid shlichusei, so it's avid shlichusei. So for that you have to go back to the Rashi in Maseches Kedushin and say that here we're not talking about this avid shlichusei. We're not mechayev of the shlich because it's avid shlichusei. Why not? Because we're not here in the regular realm of Me'ila. That is avich lichuse is enough, because the Baal HaBayis is pater because he remembers. So when do we say avich lichuse? That's why the mishalech is chayav in regular meila. But here's not regular meila. Here the Baal HaBayis is off the hook because he's mazed. So Rashi and Kedushin tells us that the Baal HaBayis is off the hook because he's mazed. So therefore you have to look through the lens of regular shlichus and not shlichus of meila. And if that's the lens you're looking through, then Rashi and Chagig is great. The taka the shlichus is off because the mishalech doesn't want it. And memela the shlich gets the aveira. Now the Ktzos wanted to read Rashi, who says of Al Hashadifto Baal HaBayis, Rami Mila Shlich Kachol HaTorah Kula Dein Shlich Hadvar Aveira Vosu Mischayiv. Now that the Baal HaBayis is pater, the Meila goes to the Shlich like Kol HaTorah Kula, that there's no Shlich Hadvar Aveira. And the one who does it is Mischayev. So what the Ktzos wanted to read into Rashi is that Rashi is holding that B'shogeg Ein Shlich Hadvar Aveira. Now that the Baal HaBayis is Pater, so we go back to Kol HaTorah Kula, that B'shogeg Ein Shlich Hadvar Aveira, and Memela, the Osa is Mischayev. However, that's not the way Tosis learns in Rashi. As Tosis says, Shittus Rashi is that B'shogeg Yei Shlich Hadvar Aveira. So what then does Rashi mean? Rashi means is, but now that the Baal HaBayis is pater, the Me'ila goes, Rami Me'ila Shalich, the Me'ila goes to the Shalich, V'chol HaTorah Kula, like Kol HaTorah Kula, that what in Kol HaTorah Kula? And Kol HaTorah Kula, the Ein Shalich HaDvar Aveira, that when the Shalichus is cancelled, then the Osa is Mischayiv. When there's no Shalichus, then the Osa is Mischayiv. And here there's no Shalichus. Why? Because like we saw in Chagiga, the Mishalech doesn't want it. Since the Mishalech doesn't want it, the Shlichus is cancelled, and in Mela, the Avera goes to the Shaliach. When you hear such Torah, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but it's definitely Kedai to dance on the roof. Nedarf Tanz and Oifendach. It's mamish incredible. Incredible. Hodu Ladanai Ki Toiv Ki Loilom Chazda. How fortunate are we? Shabrana l'chvodo v'zilon min ha-torah min aslan ha-torah semis. Just unbelievable. So thank Hashem for His infinite kindness. This was our 13th offering. And we actually have a makor nam on l'zem. We did Rabbeinu Gershom there in Chagiga for this chiddush. We could be miyashi v'kashi of the Afike Yam from the Sigin Kiddushin 54b. And we still have a sach vasuredin, Rabbi Isai. So please stay tuned. And Be'etzos Hashem Darkeinu, I really hope that was zochah to continue, because this is incredible. And I thank you for listening. Be'ezrat Hashem, anachnu b'li neder, b'li neder, b'li neder. Amshich, ani mekaveh. And amazing. If you didn't understand, anything wasn't clear, you can always feel free to contact me and ask me, and I can try to clarify. And thank you so, so much for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed as much as I enjoyed, at least. And Hashem should just give us continued health, and minuchas hanefesh, minuchas haguf, simchas chayim, and the financial means that we should be zocha to continue this sugya and many, many others. And simcha b'tuv leivav, Ezer Hashem. Toda rabba she'ezantem, shalom, shalom.